So, well, it looks like most everyone is
most
here.
People are here, so
should we have them
you braved the road. So let's give them kind of an overview of the day.
Okay.
So today, as we started, is our last day together as a group. And even though I know a lot of people said there'll be at the Masters, it'll still be a different group. Reforming, you know, it always reforms into a whole new kind of thing. I know there are probably some people from who aren't here that'll be joining the group. So we have today, Module 5. We will.
So you'll have an opportunity to actually go through a meta-profile process with each other, like an interview. And we'll have you get in groups of two. And you'll see now, after you got the big frame for it yesterday, how easy it is to just talk your way through it with somebody and how natural it can be.
Now, the key to doing it is asking the questions the way they're written. Don't change them up too much.
Then we'll be talking and showing you how to do the swish pattern, which is an NLP process developed by Richard Bandler in the early days that involves working with submodalities, and it's great for working with worry or anxiety or even addictions, or even some people might use it for beliefs or negative habits. So it's one of those powerful processes that works fast, and it's efficient, and it's elegant. And so we'll be demonstrating that.
We'll teach you that. Counterexample process is the one we use to help people eliminate allergic responses. Then we'll end with the Walt Disney creativity strategy. Then we'll do graduation. And so we want to end a little after 4, so we'll have time to do a kind of a graduation ritual and give you all a chance to say goodbye to each other and get your hugs in or whatever. So before we get started, though, one of the things that's come up, and both Chris and I have been fielding a lot of questions, I think as have the resource team, about master practitioner training and what that is and what it entails. And there's three sections. It's really, you might think of it as a follow-on to this program, except it's at a different level. So you've got all the basic skills that it takes to be able to do those bigger kind of processes. But the first module will be all about identifying and working with limiting beliefs that you might have. So limiting beliefs are those are the things that usually keep people from being successful. Remember yesterday we put up. So usually one way to think about NLP is you have present state plus resource equals desired state. And in other words, you find what's the present state, what's the gap between here and where you want to be, and then you add in the appropriate resources. Maybe you do an intervention or you help people have a new understanding. But sometimes we have an interference here. And often that could be either
ecology or it can be a limiting belief. So sometimes you might notice that when you do some of the NLP processes you've learned with yourself or your other people, you might, you know, not get the full change or the full effect of it. And more often than not, what's going to be underneath that is a limiting belief where there's going to be some type of ecology that's involved. So the master practitioner training really dives into how to work at those higher levels. So sometimes people worry about going into the masters because they think, oh, I don't have all the processes or the techniques memorized. And do not worry about that. I mean, I don't know of many people that have them all memorized, and that's certainly not a prerequisite. And I know even for myself, that's why I keep those little card deck at my desk, because once in a blue moon, I have to do something with someone that I haven't done for years. So,
and NLP isn't about doing techniques. The only reason we teach techniques is because that's the most efficient way to learn all the other things, like sensory acuity and how our submodalities interact
and
how
rapport.
Anchoring works. It's like when you learn anchoring, all the anchoring techniques, are the covert goal is that you learn how to anchor, so you can do it in a whole bunch of cases. In the old days, we'd often just teach anchoring but not link it to anything, and then people didn't have the same, it's not the same experience as if you know, when I anchor this and put this in that context, I start to create a change. So all of the techniques are basically there in place to help you learn how to do different things and get different ideas about how you might do things. Our ultimate goal is like the end of the practitioner or end of the master practitioner or some of the advanced trainings like the health certification is that you don't use techniques at all. I haven't done a six-step reframe probably in 15, 20 years. But I use elements from it all the time.
Absolutely, and that would be the same for me as we might in our work use elements of the different processes as we're working with people and start making up our own things. And our hope is that you would do that. However, as Tim said, the best way to learn is to learn the techniques first because there's so much in those that you learn about anchoring or timelines or meta-outcoming or calibration.
So the first weekend will be about really about beliefs, limiting beliefs, integrating conflicting belief systems. So really creating conflict integrations at a much deeper level. Second weekend will be some of the things that I'll be doing at that one. We'll be exploring time and timelines and how you work with time, how you reframe, you can create a reframe strategy so you can turn quote, negative experiences into positive learnings and build that in as a way of thinking. You'll learn submodality accessing cues. And submodality accessing cues are if somebody's making a, say they're making a picture, is it close, is it far, is it big, is it bright, what's it, is it moving, is it still? And you can detect all that from the outside. So we'll be spending time on how you make those kind of detections in a significant way. You'll learn things like how to use a timeline to change limiting beliefs or to create a future that you really want, a very compelling and wonderful future that draws you towards it. And you'll learn other processes like
slate of mouth, advanced language patterns. You'll learn how to take your language patterns to a whole new level and how to really use your NLP quite conversationally with people when you're working with them.
And the point of sleight of mouth is to start loosening up limiting ideas that people have. So you can do it all linguistically. Also learn core questions, which is, if you had a question that was operating in the back of the mind that governed what you were noticing in the world, what is it? And you detect that, and then you can create one that you want, so you get a lot more out of life than what you want. The last module will be all around modeling your own best practices, how you model somebody else's skills, how you model something and install it in yourself. NLP is all based on modeling. Most of the techniques you've learned really came out of modeling people that were super effective at something. And so once you can model, you can do all kinds of things.
And if you have to miss a day or even a weekend, that's okay. The master practitioner is a little bit different than the practitioner where, you know, if you miss the first or second or the first couple weekends, you're going to be lost. But the thing is now that you've been through the practitioner, you've got all those foundation skills. So with the master track, if you have to miss a day or even a weekend, you'll be fine. And it doesn't even matter which one, because as Tim said, it's just a continuation of what you've already learned. So it's taking these basic skills to a whole new level. And often the way I think of it is like in here you get your driver's permit, right? And so you're basically learning all the rules of the road and learning how that works. But the master practitioner is where you actually get inside the car and you go on a big adventure. And so that's what that is.
That's
like
where you get your car.
That's where you get the car. And one other thing, if tuition is any kind of an issue, we can always be flexible in the tuition payment possibilities. So feel free to call Carla at our office, and she can always be creative with you and working out your tuition.
So
we don't want to take too much time on this because we have a very busy and packed day, but any lingering questions about the master practitioner training?
Same location?
It will be at this location,
in this room.
And if you want to know more information, you can go to our website at nlpca.com, click on the Master Practitioner, and you'll get a specific itemization of what you'll learn, and it will give you even deeper information on what it will be like. Typically, we do get a good rollover of people. I've always been proud of that. Our conversion rate's been pretty high. There will be some new people that will join in. There might be a few people can't, but it is a different energy, and I'd always like to say in a good way. And we'd love for you all to come back, and we think you're all ready for it. We really do. So if you're feeling like you haven't learned all the skills, or maybe you're not as good at anchoring as you wish you could, or calibration, or
that's
whatever.
That's the way to get good at it. So.
I was just going to say, in Masters, what I liked best about going through, because I just did that last year, was I learned how to do a whole piece of work. I learned how to not rely on the book. I relied on myself and what I've already learned, and that, and being able to apply it with confidence was really...
Yeah, thanks, Vivian. We do see people's confidence levels skyrocket during this program. It's really a wonderful integration of everything you've been learning these last 5 months.
So, let's... if you can get with a mastermind group. I know Peter isn't here today, or Lonnie, but... you can find your mastermind group and set your intent for the day.
And Kevin said he would be kind enough to take anyone that's been with Peter. So, or if you want to float into another group, feel free to do that. I know they'd love to have you.